This is Outdoor Issues with Neil Roberts and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist Greg Gullickson.
Talking deer this week, and Greg, we discussed licenses will be down around 10% this coming season. How does your department get to these specific numbers?
The total deer licenses are determined by harvest rates, aerial surveys, deer depredation reports, hunter observations come into play, input at advisory board meetings, and comments from both the public, landowners, and department field staff. So there's a lot of things that go into play when we look at deer numbers out there. And we just want to make sure that everyone still has that opportunity to be able to harvest a deer in North Dakota. It's getting to be a little bit limited. I remember the good old days where there was one year I had five deer tags in my pocket.
All right, Greg. Well, hey, we'll talk more on deer when we come back.
It's sale time at Bruner Angus Ranch Turnout Bull Sale. We will be selling 60 registered yearling and two-year-old bulls, along with 100 open replacement heifers. Sale will be Monday, June 1st at 1 o'clock. Note the new sale location at the Bruner Angus Feed Yard, northeast of Drake. For more information, go to BrunerAngusRanch.com or call 626-2070 or 721-4754. We always sell with the Bruner Guarantee.
Keller Paving in Minot is hiring. These are excellent career positions allowing you to work 9 months and have 4 months off. If you like working outdoors, running equipment, or being part of a crew that builds something that will last, this is for you. Asphalt experience is a plus, but we're willing to train the right people. We're also looking for someone with leadership skills to become a foreman. Go to kellerpaving.net or apply in person in Minot. Keller Paving, building better roads together.
Talking deer today on Outdoor Issues, and Greg, for our Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen of South Minot Outdoor Tip of the Week, how can you still give yourself the best chance to get a tag?
There's still three opportunities to harvest a deer in North Dakota. There's three different methods. One would be that archery tag. That's still over the counter. This year it's going to be antler deer only. The deer gun season. And if you're going to apply and you really want to just put some venison in the freezer, applying for a doe increases your odds quite a bit. Although we are limiting that doe harvest in quite a few units. And then that coveted muzzleloader season tag, you can also apply for that. So there still is opportunity to be able to get out and enjoy deer hunting in North Dakota. Applications are available online right now, but that does close coming up pretty soon. So make sure and get online and apply for those. The deer gun season is November 6th through November 22nd. So keep that in mind. Still some great opportunities for youth out there as well.
Good stuff, Greg. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Outdoor Issues, brought to you in part by Keller Paving in Minot, by the Bruner Angus Bull Sale, and by Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen in South Minot.